Paula, usually this isn't a race that gets a lot of attention. 4 years ago, Lindquist didn't even have an opponent. What's different this time?
Well, I think it's an accumulation of things. When you hear Mark Lindquist's name in the news, often it's because of some controversy surrounding his office, and that has resulted in him having a very competitive opponent this time. I mean, the controversies included, you know, whistleblowing complaints in his office, a number of complaints to the Bar Association regarding professional conduct, and in fact, there will be a hearing post-election, an actual hearing before the bar, because of his appearance in 2016 on a cable TV show regarding a murder that the trial was going on. And there were complaints that he had prejudiced the jury against the defendant by actually going on TV during the trial.
How does he respond to all of this?
Well, he says it's part of the job, that he's very public in his defense of the people of Pierce County, he'll say, and that that is part of the job. If you're a prosecutor, you have a lot of enemies sometimes, and you get complaints.
So what can you tell us about his opponent?
Well, her name is Mary Robnett. She is an assistant attorney general in the Sexually Violent Predators Unit right now. But until 2012, she actually worked for Mark Lindquist. She was a prosecutor, actually worked her way up to head of the criminal division. And she prosecuted some very high profile cases. One you might remember was it was the case of Zena Linick, the murder case, the young woman, young girl, I should say, who was abducted and murdered. And that's one of the cases that Mary Robnett, you know, proudly says that the perpetrator is behind bars for life.
What is her main argument for why she should be voted in as Pierce County prosecutor?
Well, she doesn't say it this way, but it seems to be she's not Mark Lindquist. That she says she's going to run a very professional, less political office. And that's something he's criticized for, is people say he's too political, self-promotional. She says she will not be that way.
I believe anybody who's coming into contact with the prosecutor's office, whether they're a victim of a crime or a witness to a crime or accused of a crime, or family of any of the above, should feel like they're getting a non-political, non-partisan treatment.
In fact, Robnett actually lists herself as non-partisan in this race, even though it is a partisan race and Lindquist is a Democrat.
So what does Lindquist say about how the office should be run?
He says he's proud of the fact that he is very public and that the people under him are very public, that public relations is important, he feels. But he says it's about serving constituents, not about himself. And he says prosecutors' offices have to change with the times.
And a part of that change includes communication. So I'm public. My leadership team is public. Our office is public. We are very accessible to the community. And I actually constantly receive compliments on how approachable and accessible I am and how approachable and accessible others in my office are.
So we've heard from the candidates. Are we seeing any endorsements or people financially backing the campaigns?
Yeah, there's a lot of money pouring into this campaign and fairly evenly matched, about $400,000, which is a lot for an office like this, $400,000 between the two campaigns. The News Tribune has endorsed Robnett. But Lindquist, who is a Democrat, as I mentioned, has a lot of high-profile Democrats. The mayor of Tacoma, the governor are listed on his list of endorsers.
All right, Paula, thanks so much.
You're welcome.